Pedro.
FM KPFK Los Angeles. This very festive piece is called Por la Orilla, and it's a single actually from the band Los Nahuatlatos, which is the band of my guest Nicolas Ramiro Valdez, who's a San Antonio, Texas-based performance artist with over 15 years experience in cultural arts activism. His introduction to the stage came quite early. He was trained in traditional conjunto music by master accordionist Valerio Longoria Sr. And his real training, however, came from the practical experience of working with other performance-based artists around the country, learning from their various processes and methodologies. Over the years, Nicolas has developed his own unique style, incorporating music, poetry, and theater into culturally relevant performances that speak to the experiences of the communities along the U.S.-Mexico border. This is so relevant to today, actually, and what is happening in the United States. He has also dedicated much of his time to working with young artists in underrepresented communities of color. Nicolas continues to develop new works, challenging audiences to not only observe, but to actively participate in a critical dialogue of the economic and political forces that continue to marginalize and scapegoat the working class. He will be performing several times, actually, during the LATC's Encuentro de las Americas, that is the LA's Latino Theater Company. And this is going to start November 2nd through and run through November 9th. There will be 14 companies that will present their work in repertory, with performances running simultaneously every Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in the five spaces that make up the LATC's multi-theater complex. And there will be an additional 12 Los Angeles-based artists, which will be representing a late-night micro theater festival. This is a wonderful coming together of 13 companies from U.S., Canada, Mexico, Cuba, Peru, and Colombia for a three-week celebration of dynamic contemporary Latinx and Latin American theater. And it's, again, all taking place at the LATC, which is on downtown on Spring Street. And for further information, for everything, I invite you to go to thelatc.org. Now, today, I am joined by Nicolas Valdez and, on bajo sexto, Luis González. They will be performing for us live, and they will be talking about their work and the upcoming festival and their participation in that. Hello, Nicolas. Hello. How are you?
Muy bien, muy bien. Thank you for having us here.
So nice to have you here. I'm just so happy that you brought that accordion.
Yeah.
Now, before we actually go to talking about you and your participation in the festival and your work, I want us to find out a little bit more about this piece that we just heard, Por la Orilla, which is a very happy, lovely piece, and tell us what different influences you brought into this piece.
Sure. Well, that's our single release from a new album that we're going to be releasing in a few short months. It's our second full-length LP by Los Nahuatlatos. And the song itself is actually comes from some teatro that I was doing back in the late 90s, early 2000s. I worked with a group, we called ourselves Mad Media Production at the time. And the show was based around this idea of bochismo, right? This ni de aquí ni de allá experience, and the performance, and this is the kind of the school that I come from, was a mixture of poetry and live music and performance art. And this was a co-creation by myself and a friend of mine, a colleague of mine, Miss Maria Ibarra from San Antonio as well. And I had been performing the song independently with just, you know, a conga or a djembe drum, and it's gone through these various evolutions. solutions. And I brought it to the group one day. We were actually finished the gig. We were sitting in the backyard of a friend of ours' house in Houston. And the song kind of magically started to come in together with its full orchestration. And we were really happy to finally get into the studio and record it. And now, you know, have it available for folks. So it is available. You can download it on Apple Music and stream it on Spotify. So if you want to hear it again or listen to more of our music, you can go to any of those sites.
Yes. And so tell us what the band's name means, Los Nahuatlatos.
Yeah, it's always a mouthful for people. But, I mean, it's derived from the word Nahuatl, which is the body of language that was spoken in the central Mexico region. And for us as artists and Tejanos and Chicanos and Chicanindios from Texas, you know, we are very conscious and very proud of our indigenous heritage. And Los Nahuatlatos loosely means the translators. And so we consider ourselves a group of musicians that translates music into new and interesting forms. We like to call it Chicano roots fusion. And it's a mixture of all kinds of influence. So you hear a little bit of that world beat in that particular track. But some of our other stuff, I mean, if you listen to it, it crosses many different genres, but it's not, it feels cohesive. As when we do a little Zydeco stuff, we do cumbia, we do polkas, you know, we do a little bit of reggae and hip hop and ska. But it really does come together in a really beautiful way with this group.
Mm-hmm. But at this festival, you are not performing with your band. You have come to do a solo project called Conjunto Blues.
Correct.
Now, tell us about Conjunto Blues.
Well, Conjunto Blues is a project that I've been working on pretty much my whole life. I mean, the story is about conjunto music. It's about the evolution of conjunto music. And really the premise is that conjunto music, you know, in its development since the early 20th century, became a form of a cultural resistance and liberation in these communities that were struggling to define their own unique Americanism, you know. And they created these spaces where they could reinforce their cultural values and speak in their own language. And so it became very important. It became the soundtrack to the Mexican-American experience. The show, that's the heady intellectual aspects of the show. I have these video segments in between the performative parts that are based on research. There's historical documents. There's interviews with musicians and intellectuals and aficionados. But at the core of the show, at the core, the heart of the show, it's a story about a boy and his abuelo, which was my abuelo who pushed me to play the accordion.
Your grandfather.
My grandfather, yes. And he took me to all of my lessons. And so the story revolves around his death, and El Músico goes back and reflects on all of these moments that he shared with his abuelo. And what's, you know, it's a very regional and specifically cultural work, right? A subject, but it's a very universal story. And the opportunities that I've had to perform it outside of the Texas, South Texas region, I'm always really not surprised. I'm really grateful how many different people connect with it, multi-generationally, multi-ethnically. There's something at the core of that experience. And the accordion, of course, you know, the accordion is such a universal world instrument, and I think everybody has some kind of memory or connection with that sound of the accordion.
Oh, absolutely. I love the accordion. Now, this is a multimedia performance because you're going to have some segments of film,
correct,
video, but you're also going to be talking, you're going to tell the story, and you're going to be performing.
Yes. I mean the show is maybe less than
semi-theater, semi-music.
You know, it's funny. It's hard to describe sometimes the work that I do. I mean, the Nahuatlatos is sometimes hard to describe. Chicano roots fusion, what does that mean? And then the show is like, it's poetry, but you play accordion and you act like. But yes, you know, it's character driven. So there's several characters that come into or appear on stage. And so I get to play several different characters, including my abuelo, including my very first accordion instructor, Mr. Valerio Longoria Sr., who was a pioneer in the conjunto music scene. I play, and then most of them are, some of them are specific, but a lot of them are composite characters of people that I grew up around and people in my family and all these folks that had influences on me at a really early age.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to play something for us?
Oh, I'd love to.
Okay, so this is from Nicolas Valdez, my guest today on the Global Village, who is going to be at the Encuentro de las Americas several times, which runs from November 2nd through the 19th at the LATC on Spring Street, downtown Los Angeles. And he is accompanied by Luis González on Bajo Sexto.
Ahí vamos.
Such a beautiful, happy song.
Muy alegre. That song, I was told the song many years ago when I learned it was called Se me cayeron los calcetines. My socks fell off. And I don't know if that's actually, I think my teacher may have been messing with me a little bit. But you know, you hear the influence of the old European style.
Yes, you do.
You know, obviously the big Germanic immigration in around the 1830s that brought the accordion into the region. But it's amazing, you know, how the music has evolved and has really become the poetry of the barrio. There's these really enigmatic figures in the conjunto scene that are like, I consider them the first Chicano street poets and talking about the realities of life. And so it was the mixture of that traditional sound with the corrido tradition, you know, the Mexican folk song tradition that came together to create this uniquely, very, you know, uniquely American sound. You know, I think people tend to forget or tend to maybe just not give as much attention to conjunto, but it's a very American experience, just like jazz or blues or zydeco, and that's where conjunto blues comes from. You know, it's a story about the working class, about the working people. Accordion music is working people's music, you know, at the heart of it. And you know, we've been singing the blues for a long time, right? And we're still singing it. And that's where the premise of this show and the motivation for the show comes from.
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right. This is definitely a very American form of music. And it has, it developed in this way. In the United States, it would not have come together like this had it been just in Mexico only.
Yeah, yeah. You know, so it was a confluence of all of these influences, right?
Tell us about your work, Nicolas, and how you use your music and your art to create change.
Well, you know,
societal change.
I'm very privileged, and I've always recognized this, that I came from a family that was educated. That my dad was a professor in the realm of sociology, and now teaches at USC at the School of Social Work. My mom was a public school educator, bilingual educator all my life, and you know, we were not wealthy, but we had a wealth of knowledge and a wealth of culture, and my parents always made it a point to travel. And so at a very early age, you know, I began to gain a very political and socially conscious perspective of the world. When I started doing teatro, I joined the I started playing accordion at 9 years old through the Guadalupe's music program, but I joined their resident youth theater company at 13, and we were given the opportunity to write our own work. And as a youth at that age, to feel that sense of empowerment that your stories and your voice mattered and that you were valid was so influential on me. And that years later, when I started studying theater and a more academic setting, you know, there was not the same sense of urgency, the same sense of, you know, socially conscious motivation behind the work. And so I made it a point to go back into my community and to work, you know, directly with young folks and folks of color, and find other people and organizations that were doing similar work. And over the years, you know, it's given me the opportunity to continue to develop my own voice as a writer. And more than anything, what I hope to do in my work is to connect with people in a way that says, you know, it's a story about me and my abuelo, right? Like, what's so special about that? But there is, right? And those relationships in our lives, and documenting those stories from our ancestors, from our elders, is so important, you know. And those things are valid. Those stories are valid. And once we begin to know that and feel that, then things can really start to happen. You know, we need to empower ourselves individually. And before we can empower ourselves as a community, we remember who we are collectively. And that's important. Memory, preservation, those things are important to me.
And to take pride in one's ancestry and background and culture, especially in this political climate.
Absolutely.
I think that probably you have to become even more active, because this is really the time to empower the youth and to make people feel proud of who they really are and of the diversity that exists in this country.
Of course. You know, I mean, all the scapegoating that's going on within the Latino community is just really tragic. But I mean, you know, it's also, it gives us the impotence to really come together. It's like, okay, no, it's serious now, guys. Like, we really have to do something. And it's small steps, you know. I mean, everything begins with one first step. And I think that beginning to have conversations on deeper levels and to really have those critical conversations and to ask difficult questions, I think, you know, that's the important first step. And I hope that my work can inspire some of that.
How about coming together now with another piece of music?
Yeah, definitely. This is, we're going to do something. We actually played this in the show. This is a traditional song called Morir Soñando, to die dreaming.
Nicolás Valdés and Luis González, right here in the studios of KPFK.
Thank you.
soulful music. It's just so intimate. And yes. I'm having my very personal concert here. Right.
Well, again, you know, there's something about that sound, that accordion, you know, that just...
Yeah, it goes right to your heart.
Whispers to our heart, yeah.
Absolutely. And my guest, again, Nicolas Ramiro Valdez, and he is the beautiful accordionist that you're hearing right now, and he's accompanied by Luis Gonzalez on bajo sexto. Both of them are going to be performing at LATC, this three-week festival called Encuentro de las Americas, 14 theater companies from across the Americas, with one vibrant celebration in the heart of downtown Los Angeles. And these are all coming together for, I think, one finale, one final performance, where they all bring together whatever they learn from one another during these 3 weeks. And this starts tomorrow, November 2nd, and it runs through November 19th. And I know that Nicolas, who is performing his solo project called Conjunto Blues, is appearing several times. And that is, the first time is on Saturday, November 4th at 2:30 and at 8:30 p.m. And then Sunday, November 5th, Thursday, November 9th, Friday, November 10th, Saturday, November 11th, Saturday, November 18th, and Sunday, November 19th. So I think you appear 7 times during this festival, so if people can't catch you the first time, they can always catch you the next time. But we do have 3 pairs of tickets.
All right.
To give to KPFK subscribers who haven't won anything in the past 2 months for Saturday, November 4th at 8:30 p.m. 3 pairs of tickets to go and see Conjunto Blues, part of the festival Encuentro de las Americas, which is happening at the LATC, and that takes place on Spring Street, downtown Los Angeles, to be exact, 514 South Spring Street. Now, the best way to find out about all of the programs during this festival is to go to thelatc.org. Again, 3 pairs of tickets to see Conjunto Blues on Saturday, November 4th at 8:30 p.m. Do give us a call, 818-985-5735. We'll be more than happy to put you on the guest list, and you can pick up your tickets at will call. Now, Nicolas, tell us about the 2 pieces that we're going to be hearing from Los Nahuatlatos.
Yes.
I wanted to play Azucena, followed by Al Alba.
Yes. Well, that was our first project. We came together about 8 years ago. I was a founding member, and Luis joined us about 3 years ago. So this is a collection of our early music. It took us a while to bring all this music together, but that first track, Azucena, is actually after my daughter, Azucena. My beautiful daughter just turned 15 this summer, and I wrote this piece for her. People like this. It's a beautiful, you know, based on a waltz, and it, and people say that sounds a little sad, but for me, it's just the kind of the depth of the love that I have for Mija, you know. And then the following track is something a little bit more alegre, a little bit more upbeat, Al Alba, which is it's actually based on some research that I did in communities of Mexican American drug addicts in and around the San Antonio area. So these were guys that were addicted to heroin and that had been in and out of jails. So, you know, again, some of that a little bit of that political consciousness and that social commentary that we integrate into our work is present in that album. I did want to say really quickly that, you know, I was really fortunate to be a part of the previous Encuentro de las Americas in 2014. I came in as an actor with Enrique's Journey, which was presented by Su Teatro from Denver. And so it's really wonderful to see that this is still happening, and this year involving so many other artistas and teatristas from across the Americas. You know, we feel very privileged to be at the table, but we also recognize that we have a rightful place at that table, that the Mexican-American experience belongs on a national and international a conversation about the future of Latino arts and culture. So, you know, we're happy to be here.
Yes, there will be companies from U.S., Canada, Mexico, Cuba, Peru, and Colombia. A three-week celebration of dynamic contemporary Latinx and Latin American theater. It takes place from November 2nd through November 19th. We're giving tickets to Conjunto Blues's performance, multimedia performance, theater, music, poetry, and video. And it's taking place several times across the festival, but the tickets that we are giving to are for this Saturday, November 4th at 8:30 p.m. We have only three pairs because everything is selling out very fast. So do give us a call at 818-985-5735, and we'll be more than happy to put your name on the guest list at will call. My thanks to Nicolas Valdez and Luis Gonzalez, who gave us their time and who performed for us so beautifully in the studios of KPFK.
Thank you.
Again, three pairs of tickets to Conjunto Blues. And you're listening to the band Nahuatlatos. That is Nicolas Valdez and Luis Gonzalez's band, who will be performing a very intimate Conjunto Blues project at the festival Encuentro de los Americas, de las Americas, that is taking place from November 2nd through November 19th. And again, for further information, the best way to do that is to go to the latc.org. And we have three pairs of tickets to the Saturday, November 4th performance at 8:30 p.m. 818-985-5735. Again, three pairs of tickets to Saturday, November 4th performance at 8:30 p.m. You're listening to the accordion of Nicolas Valdez. And this is his band.
Por las calles del barrio, fue caminando al
Los Nahuatlazos.
He'll
be accompanied in his Conjunto Blues project by Luis González on Tajo Sexto. Again, 818-985-5735.
Que decidieron la palomía, que lo habían gloriado por su cuenta no pagada. Y en los colores familiares acercó sin sospecharles, y a los homeboys les pidió: tírame esquina, por favor. Al alba, Álvaro, pena, ni sabiendo qué sucedió. Fue el charascazo último, pensando que fue saboyando. A lo dejaron cotorreando, pero nunca despertó. Pobrecito Álvaro, al alba, al alba, Álvaro, buscando jale y el polvo. Al alba, al alba, Álvaro, quitando el alien prendido. Puede pasar a cualquier Julián de Atal, con las venas llenas de carga, esta cura se hay que matar.
Fun music again. It's Nahuatlatos, the band of my guest Nicolas Valdez and Luis Gonzalez, who plays the bajo sexto in the band, and they're performing their Conjunto Blues project at the LATC, part of the Encuentro de las Americas mini festival. Actually, not that mini. It's a festival with 3 weeks, November 2nd through 19th. And Nicolas will be appearing actually 9 times through 7 days. Some of the shows, some days he will be appearing twice. So you have a lot of chance to see him. If you don't get tickets through us, you can always catch him at some other date. And the best, the other dates is to go to VLATC.org. My thanks to Lucy Pollock for coordinating this interview.